Today is 29th of November 2021, which means it's only around 30 or 31 days that we will be in a new year, 2022. And if you think about it, that means it has been 2 years since 2020. Isn't that terrifying? Welcome back to another episode of Sam Isn't a Critic. This is your host Ayush. And I would like to give some information forefront about this podcast, today's episode. This is a pep talk, which means that I would not be talking about any specific topic. I would be talking about life in general and the kind of things that have been going on in the past few weeks of my personal life. And if you're someone who's not really interested in that, you can leave. So cold, Ayush. You can leave, really. I mean, you can stay if you wanna, but then I don't really think it'll interest you. So, if you're wondering where I've been for so long, I have been traveling. And the reason that I've been traveling is I had a wedding to go to. It was my cousin's sister's wedding, and it was in Banaras, as someone has described it, the city of light. It was a lovely wedding. I really enjoyed it, and I spent a lot of time traveling to Banaras and to different places nearby. When I sat down and counted, I think I traveled to a total of five states. And now someone would be like, Ayush, the state that you traveled from does not count. But it does, okay? When I say I traveled to 5 states, it also includes travel journey back. So I'll count it for you. I first went from Telangana to Kolkata, which is in West Bengal. So that is our first state. From West Bengal, we took a train to this place called Dhanbad, which is in Jharkhand. I'm sure most of you have heard of that place, right? And from Jharkhand, we went to a small place called Barhi. And then from Barhi, which is also in Jharkhand, we went to Gaya, which is in Bihar. So how many states is that? Telangana, West Bengal, Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand and Bihar. So we have 5 states that I traveled to. And it was exceptional. It was, the traveling part was holy shit. But overall, it was an exceptional experience and I liked it quite a bit. And I really want to talk about it, you know, in detail. I'm just absolutely brimming, flourishing with information. I have so much to give. But then the issue is that a lot of it is personal life. And it includes characters that probably have not consented to being talked about so publicly. I think that is the problem with having a podcast, you know. It's like, when you are someone who's trying to talk about their personal life on a public platform, you risk letting out your personal life becoming, you know, a sitcom for people. I mean, that's the problem with a lot of family YouTube channels, I feel, is that their life becomes this characterized study or a story thing, and the characters are the real people, and you don't really think of the consequences that will have later on. But obviously, I'm not at that level. Probably 20 to 50 people listen to this podcast on a good day. So I shouldn't really compare myself. But, you know, I just don't want to talk about my personal family and life that much. So we're not going to talk about it. Instead, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys an option, okay? So the people who listen to this podcast, you guys have an option that you will get to decide whether I want to do a podcast on all of the states that I visited or not. I don't want to go too in-depth because I feel like I'll bash a few cities too much, and then the people from that city will come and bash me later on when I go to college, which is, the college will have a lot of people from all kinds of places. Hopefully nobody discovers this podcast. I say as I advertise it on my story. Regardless of all of that, I mean, it can be a little secret, can it not? Mm-hmm. Well, whatever it is, I will let you guys decide if you guys want a series on all of the different states and places that I visited. I will give you a highlight one in this one, and then you guys can decide if you want to listen to the others. Now that we have talked about all of it, I have a little surprise for all of you. This podcast episode includes a bonus, and the bonus is a song cover. Now, I know a lot of you might not like my singing and you might want to leave, but hear me out. This song, I've really liked it for quite a bit, and I hadn't really planned on singing this, but then, and I know that I have a bad throat and all, but to be quite honest with you, I feel like very few people listen to this, and I just feel like doing something now, and I'll do it because I feel like it. And I think that approach, if only I had that approach for everything in my life, you know, if I did everything because I felt like it instead of, you know, making 25 prudential reasons behind everything that I do, I would probably be much happier. Not to say that I'm a sad person, but you know, so here it is, a little cover of a little song in a few moments. So sit down and wait.
Sex clubs, watching freaky people getting it on. It doesn't make me nervous, if anything I'm restless. Yeah, I've been around, I've seen it all. I get home, got the munchies, binge on all my Twinkies, throw up in the tub, then I go to sleep. And I drank up all my money, this get kinda lonely. You're gone and I gotta stay high all the time to keep you off my mind. Whoa-oh-oh-oh, high all the time to keep you off my mind. Gotta stay high all my life to forget I'm missing you.
So I hope you guys enjoy that song, and as promised, I'm gonna do a little highlight talk where I'm going to talk about one of the incidents from the entire trip. Okay, so there's not a particular incident, because I can't think of a highlight thing right now. If I sat down and thought about it properly, I could probably think of it. But right now, I'm in such a hurry. So I'm just going to talk about the whole aeroplane and train thing, okay? Now, I know a few people have already talked about it. But honestly, I feel aeroplanes are so much inconvenient. And first of all, yeah, I know I'm saying aeroplanes. I mean, that's how I've said it since childhood. And I know it's airplane or whatever. But I'm just sorry. Okay, this is how it is. This is my Delhi accent, all right? Please accept me. So, the thing about flights are that this is so inconvenient. Like, I haven't traveled in a flight in quite a long time. Okay, the last time I traveled in a flight was when we were shifting from Mumbai to Hyderabad, and that was almost, holy shit, 7 years ago. So I hadn't traveled in a flight in a while, and this was a new experience for me, because holy shit, it's so annoying, everything. Like when you enter, you have to get a boarding pass, then there's a checking, then there's an x-ray scan of your baggage, and then after that, you have to remove all of the hand bags that you have. It removes the laptop, the charger, the phone, the wallet, and then the belt. And I think the incident that happened was that I put everything on the tray. I took one tray for the laptop and all that, and the second tray was my bag. But I forgot to remove my watch, okay? And then when I went for the checking, he checked me, and then he's like, you can't take the watch in. And I was like, this is the watch, you know? What can I hide in it, is what I was thinking. But that logic, I think, doesn't work in airports. So I had to go back, and then I had to pick a tray. And in that tray, there was just a single watch. That's it. And I was thinking, why wouldn't someone just pick it up and leave? Like, come on, so convenient. But I guess people don't do that, because they also care about their own stuff. And they feel like if we steal, people will steal from us or something like that. So that is my incident. I'd say aeroplanes are super inconvenient. The next day after that, we went in train also, and the train ride was way more comfortable and way more fun. So yeah, I feel airplanes are not that fun. Also, they scare me. I don't like height. I'm gonna get bullied after this comes out. Okay, so that's it for my short story. I'll see you guys in the next one. Tell me if you want a whole travel vlog thing, because I like to talk about it. I like to talk about Kolkata, Banaras, and all other cities. They're very negative, but then, you know, it's just this is what it is. I'll see you guys in the next one. It was super fun. Bye bye.